this morning. I'm so excited about this because, as everybody knows, my favourite show at the moment, My Kitchen Rules, and very excited because one of the judges from My Kitchen Rules, Pete Evans, is joining us this morning. Morning, Pete.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing very well, mate. Now, mate, how are you finding this season? Do you think this is probably the most entertaining season, especially with the South Australians that you have?
Oh, by far. We haven't even seen Manu dance yet.
Got a lot to look forward to there. Now, as I said, I'm just loving My Kitchen Rules, very much enjoying it. But I must say, I was watching it the other night, and we saw the New Zealand couple, Simon and Meg, on, and they made a terrible pavlova. And I was watching you guys eat it, and I thought to myself, I wonder if you guys ever eat something and go, I can't even finish that. What is possibly one of the worst things you've had to eat before?
Keep watching the show. Actually, this week you'll get to see it.
Okay, well, look, that's a good enough reason as any to watch it. Now, mate, the other thing I need to bring up with you, Ellie doesn't know I'm going to ask you this, but, look, Ellie's got a massive crush on Manu, has had a crush on Manu for a long time, saying, oh, Manu, he's so sexy. I know a lot of the ladies do like Manu, but she's recently seen a photo of you, young Peter, and now she's decided to switch from Manu to Pete Evans. Have you been getting a lot of female attention this season?
No, I haven't had any. I just, no. That's...
I can't believe he confessed my undying love for you.
That's a famous and nice way to start a Monday. Yeah. Thank you. It can only get worse from here on in. But Manu loves that tag, and he plays it quite well, actually. He's, he could have it like, oh, thank you for the lovely comment, but... No, that's more Manu's bag to be the whatever you want to call it. whatever I say will come out wrong, so let's just put it as he can have it.
Now, mate, here's another question for you. I mean, obviously, you've got Jennifer from South Australia. She comes up with some pretty wild and outlandish comments. For example, Manu, are you actually having a French accent or are you just putting it on? Are we expecting much more of that for the entire season?
Jennifer's a great character. She's the real deal. She just talks and she just says what she thinks. And we love it. We just sit there and just go, wow, isn't this a great dinner table? Because sometimes we will sit there for 10 hours at a time with the contestants, and it's the third time we've gone around with the series, and this series has been by far the most entertaining, because Matter and I will just sit there and we just watch the drama unfold. And this year it's just, teams are just they've got more opinions, and they're not afraid to voice it, and I think it's fantastic, because otherwise it's going to be, as you can imagine, sitting at the same table for 10 hours every night. We want a little bit of colour thrown around the table, and it takes the pressure off us, and we actually get to know more about the teams and what makes them tick, and because it always generally comes from a point of view about food. I mean, that's the common denominator here, and we get to see the philosophy and how they got brought up with food and what they think about it, and who just really wants to win this competition. And I can tell you this right now, Jennifer... And some of the other contestants that really talk about food and talk about their passion for it want to be in this competition, they want to win it.
And in your opinion, which state or country has the best produce? What do you think?
Well, that's a tough one now, because there are so many great producers everywhere. You know, Australia is so well known for its produce. I mean, every state basically has amazing stuff. I mean, even far northwestern Australia, Kununurra feeds so much of Australia with their fruit and veg, and it would be very unwise and silly of me to point out one state over another. But I just say that Australia and New Zealand have amazing producers, and we get the best of it.
All right, well, you sat on the fence with that one, but how's about this for a question?
I could go into politics. I think they need a help hand over there.
With the pavlova. Is it a Kiwi invention or is it an Australian invention?
Jeez, you're putting me on the spot.
Oh, come on. After the Kiwis bugging it up, you've got to say Australia.
No comment.
All right. Well, Pete Evans from My Kitchen Rules. It's on again tonight at 7:30 p.m. on Channel 7 or Prime. Thank you so much for chatting to us, mate, and look forward to seeing the fireworks for the rest of the season.
Have a great day, guys, and make sure you tune in tonight. It's a good one.